AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Wolf's 46-week trend signal meets a 315% fair value premium near the highs. TeraWolf closed at $28.98 after an 11.2% weekly gain, sitting just 2.3% below its 52-week high, but participation stayed below its recent average. Research brief. TeraWolf's weekly profile remains strongly constructive, with a 46-week active trend signal, positive market dynamics and relative strength, and a 94.6% 12-week gain. The offset is valuation and confirmation. The stock is 65.7% above its trend line, 315.1% above ShareMaestro fair value, and the latest advance came on only 0.8 times 13-week average volume. Key points. 1. Wolf gained 11.2% for the week, and 27.0% over 4 weeks, closing at $28.98, 2.3% below its $29.67 52-week high. 2. The trend signal remains active, with 46 of the past 52 weeks active, and priced 65.7% above the weekly trend line at $17.49. 3. Relative strength is exceptional versus U.S. financial services peers, ranking 31st out of 1,012, but volume confirmation is measured at 114.3 million shares versus a 143.6 million 13-week average. 4. Risk is two-sided. Recent weekly volatility is 8.6%, below the 52-week base of 14.5%, yet the stock sits far above fair value and has recorded sharp loss weeks in 23.1% of the recent sample. Price action stays powerful, but the stock is no longer early. TeraWolf finished the week ended 19 June at $28.98, up 11.2%, extending a sharp run that has delivered 27.0% over 4 weeks, 94.6% over 12 weeks, and 131.5% over 26 weeks. The close sits at 97.4% of its 52-week range, only 2.3% below the $29.67 high, and far from the $3.40 low that anchors the one-year move. The ShareMaestro setup remains a leadership continuation profile with a composite score of 72. Price is 65.7% of the weekly trend line at $17.49, keeping the regime constructive, but the distance is also a risk marker. The gap to ShareMaestro fair value is larger still, with the close 315.1% above the $6.98 fair value estimate, signaling that expectations and momentum are doing much of the work. Capital markets peers are active, but breadth is narrow. TeraWolf is classified in U.S. financial services and the U.S. capital markets industry, although its operating exposure is Bitcoin mining. That matters for context. The broader financial services group gained only 0.5% on the week, 3.0% over 4 weeks, and 15.2% over 12 weeks, while Wolf has outpaced those figures by a wide margin. Within U.S. capital markets, the industry backdrop is mixed rather than broadly supportive. Average weekly return was 2.2%, and the 12-week average was 34.2%, but only 25.3% of industry constituents have active weekly trend signals, and only 25.3% show positive relative strength. Wolf ranks 14th for the week, 9th over 4 weeks, and 11th over 12 weeks in the 87-stock industry group, placing it in the 90.7th percentile. Momentum and market dynamics remain positive, with one caveat. The stock's momentum stack is unusually strong across every measured window, including a 674.9% 52-week return. ShareMaestro's trend signal has been active for 46 weeks, equivalent to 88.5% trend breadth for the stock's own one-year record, while the latest market dynamics read is positive at 1.36, and relative strength is elevated at 74.59. The signal state is not entirely clean. Activity pressure is positive, but there is no fresh buy signal, and the risk panel records one recent reversal marker in the smart money tape. That makes the next phase more dependent on follow-through quality than on the existing trend label alone. Volume keeps confirmation measured as valuation risk rises. The latest 11.2% weekly advance came on 114.3 million shares, below the 13-week average of 143.6 million, and well below the 52-week average of 186.0 million. The resulting volume ratio is 0.8 times versus the 13-week baseline and 0.6 times versus the one-year base. So participation has not matched the strength of the price move. risk is still controlled relative to Wolf's own history, with 13-week weekly return volatility at 8.6% versus a 52-week level of 14.5%. The up-down split is favorable at 33 positive weeks against 19 negative weeks, and the average positive week has been 11.4% versus an average negative week of 6.4%. Even so, the combination of a near-high close, a wide fair value premium, and below-average volume raises the bar for fresh confirmation. What to watch next? The immediate test is whether Wolf can press through the 29.67 high with stronger participation, rather than simply holding near the top of the range on fading volume. A volume ratio above 1.5 times would give the next move more credibility, especially after a 95% quarterly run. The weekly trend line at $17.49 remains the key regime reference if momentum cools. Activity pressure is the more sensitive near-term gauge. Continued positive readings would support the continuation case, while a fade in pressure alongside high-level price stalling would make the fair value gap and reversal marker risk more relevant.
Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.